McDermott. What's your thoughts after that?
Well, as we expected when we come up here, you know, tough physical game. I thought we played very well in the first 50 minutes of the first half and then maybe just before half time. But very disappointed with the quality of the goals that we gave away. I have to say, we weren't maybe opened up for Donegal to get the two goals. It was just poor defending, and it's something we'll have to improve on for the next night.
Yeah, because you have plenty of experience in that defence, so it's probably unlikely to concede like that, Jeremy.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often to us, but at the same time, you know, it had happened twice tonight, so we just have to be extremely careful the next night. We'll probably need a clean sheet to go through, if we're going, and also we'll have to score.
Yeah.
So we're under no illusions how difficult it's going to be.
There was plenty of talking points in that second half, the two goals aside. You just got a goal back then, probably out of, against the run of play more than anything.
Yeah, I felt that, to be honest, that once Donegal got the second goal, they seemed to drop off us, and like, I mean, they were causing problems in the break, but they dropped deeper, and that gave us an opportunity with plenty of possession. Didn't always make the best of it, but at least we got one goal back to keep the tie alive going into the second leg.
Yeah, and what about that sending off?
It happened on the far side of the pitch, Jim, I don't even know what happened. I didn't even talk to any of the players, so I just know. I know this, the linesman flagged, and he talked to the referee, so whatever happened, yeah, they'd have sorted it out between themselves.
Yeah, well, they had to play with 10 men for a fair wee bit towards the end, Jeremy. I'm not saying they were hanging on, but you guys were pushing for an equaliser.
Yeah, we were pushing hard, all right, and we had plenty of possession. Maybe I felt tonight our delivery from wide areas wasn't good enough. And also we tried to channel a lot of our play, maybe not all of it, but a lot of our play through the centre instead of utilising the space, especially when Donegal were down to 10 men.
Yeah, so looking ahead to the second leg, it's game on now.
Absolutely, as I said at the start, it was as tough as we expected to be coming up here. And, you know, probably Donegal will be the more disappointed of the two. You know, it's 2-1, we're still in the tie, and there's 90 minutes to go, so we'll see what happens again.